Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
Michigan.
Michigan, all right. And what year were you born in?
76.
1976, all right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote?
I will definitely vote.
Definitely? All right. So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Getting rid of the current president.
All right. Getting rid of the current president. All right, so why would you say this is like an issue that's facing the country?
Incompetence.
All right.
I mean, unless you don't think incompetence is an issue, but.
All right, no, it's all right. I mean, we would like to get, we like to get people's opinions, so if you think kind of like that, we appreciate it a lot that you've been giving us that information to begin with. So thank you for that answer. Incompetent. All right, there it is. Thank you. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
More than likely any Republican candidate that's on the ballot that actually makes sense when he speaks.
All right. So you would say that you would want to vote for Donald Trump then, like the Republican?
I mean, if he's on the ballot, yeah.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for each of the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, while 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. And the first person is Donald Trump.
Is there any other candidates besides Trump?
Yes, there's just two candidates, Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Then 100% for Donald Trump.
And what about for Joe Biden?
Very zero.
Zero? All right. So thinking about this election in November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
All right. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I don't really trust any of them, but I guess I would go with the Republican Party.
All right. And do you trust them somewhat more or much more?
I trust them more than the Democrat Party.
All right. So would that be like you trust them somewhat more, or do you trust them, like, completely much more?
Completely much more.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Well, that is not true, but I strongly disagree with that statement.
All right. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Are you saying he's going to do it, or?
No, I mean, for this statement, it just means kind of like if he should. Like, so basing on this, like if you somewhat agree or like strongly disagree, so really it's just based on, like, if they should do it, like, if they consider doing it in a future, like, kind of plan, or if it should, like...
I agree that they should.
So somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I would strongly agree if they did that.
All right. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Okay, repeat that one to me again.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits for temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I agree.
And would that be like a somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree for that.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
I agree with that.
Strongly, all right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
All right. So now if you could...
But all of those would be with conditions, I'm assuming.
All right. So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support him for the 2024 elections. Or if it would make no difference one way or the other, you could also mention that. So a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
That wouldn't sway me for him.
All right. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Now, these are all questions saying would they sway me to vote for him?
Essentially, yes, but it's more like, is this program... If you, like, were to implement it or put it, if it would make you, like, want to support him much more likely or somewhat more likely or less likely or if it would make no difference, this being because, like, you may not support him anyway or because you might support another candidate, et cetera.
Okay. I would say then no.
Would that be much less likely then or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, all right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat less likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can contribute so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat less likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat less likely. Now, it kind of sounds like I'm being controversial with my decisions on I support those things, but I wouldn't support him because he's doing it. My question is, he's not the only one implementing these policies. I mean, these policies will be implemented more than likely by a Republican as well.
All right. Well, no worries. Here in the survey, we just want to get, like, everybody's opinion. And there's no such thing as a controversial opinion because, I mean, I would want to say that everyone's opinions are valuable. And we're just so thankful that you're here in the first place to be here answering the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And the last one for this segment.
Welcome.
The last one for this segment is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
somewhat less likely.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether if you are like very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Not very concerned.
So would that be like a little concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
See, this questionnaire sounds like it's not favorable to the Republican Party.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm only required to be verbatim, so that is what's in the survey. So I'm so sorry.
Well, what was that last question then?
It's Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Not a concern.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Not very concerned.
Not, okay. So would that be like a little concerned then, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Well, that's very concerning.
Very concerning. All right. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Not concerned at all.
All right. And lastly, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill the bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Not very concerned at all.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two different approaches, and you could tell me which ones come closest to your opinion. So Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, while Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So which ones come closest to your opinion?
Well, I don't have an opinion on that, I guess.
All right, no worries. So after hearing some more information, just have to ask you one last time, if this November's election were held today for president, who would you be voting for? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I haven't really heard Kennedy's proposals to fixing the country, so I would have to go with the Republican Party right now.
All right. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do.
All right. And what would you say is your relationship to them? Are they like family members or friends or coworkers, acquaintances? Or would you prefer to not specify?
Not specify.
Not specify? All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news or information from? And I'm just going to read you like a list, and if you could tell me if you use them. So the list goes Facebook, TikTok, OAN or Newsmax, Fox News Channel or website, Instagram, any Spanish language radio programs, Univision or Telemundo, WhatsApp, YouTube, MSNBC or CNN, or some other major news network channel.
I listen to a variety of them, but mainly it would be Telemundo and Fox News.
Telemundo and Fox News. All right. So now we're in the last category, and these are just for like kind of statistical demographic purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Spain.
Spain. All right. So were you born in the United States or were you born in another country?
I was born in this country.
In this country? All right. Were either of your parents born in this country or in another country?
They were born in Mexico.
Mexico? All right. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Do you speak, like, always English or more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, or, like, more Spanish than English or always Spanish or something else?
We speak both English and Spanish.
All right. Would that be equally?
Equally.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, all right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right.
With an open mind.
Okay, all right. So thinking in political terms, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm a conservative.
Conservative, all right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a master's in education. I have a nursing degree, and I also was in the military for 10 years. You can take that as education because I learned a lot of other crap that I probably don't need.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's a lot. All right. What is your religion? That is, if you practice any.
Catholic, I guess you could say.
Catholic. All right.
Catholic.
All right. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes, may I have only your first name, please?
Jose.
Jose. All right. So, well, thank you so much for your time, Jose. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact in the future? And feel free to know if you don't want to. No worries.
No, it's okay.
All right. Well, and this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time, Jose. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
No problem. You too.
All right. Goodbye.